Blog Talk Radio. Dismayed. at the signs. Of the heavens. I lost my wording there. So you read it for yourself, and I'll keep reading right now. And let me start verse 2 again for your hearing. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the ways of the heathen, and do not be dismayed at the signs of the heavens. For the heathens are dismayed at them. So don't you be shocked or horrified or scared of the things that you see. For the custom of the people are in vain. That means that it's they're useless. What they're doing is useless, and it's pointless. You should not be horrified or scared of those things or celebrating those things either. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with an axe. They deck it with silver and gold. And sometimes I used to do tinsel. Put tinsel on my tree to make it shine. They fasten it with a nail and a hammer that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but it speaketh not. They must needs be born because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good. For as much there as there is none like thee, O Lord, thou art great, and the name, your name is great and might. So our Father can talk. The tree cannot talk. You don't worship those things. Don't find glory in those things. In fact, do not participate in those things. Let me read to you the first two verses again. Hear you the words which the Lord spaketh unto you, O house of Israel. And of course, if you are a black person in America, you don't know that you're the house of Israel because the white man has not told you that. I'm telling you that our Father in the book of Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 2, that's what I'm about to read to you. He has told you to don't pay attention to the Christmas tree, those trees that the tree that's being lit up tonight downtown Detroit. Do not pay attention to that. This is what it says, verse 2. Thus said the Lord, learn not the ways of the heathen. The heathen are put up the tree and are down there enjoying what they think is beautiful about it. And be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. So don't be scared or shocked or horrified at what you see. I have read to you, and I pray that our Father will give you understanding and allow you to go back to Jeremiah chapter 10 and read about this. You didn't know, maybe you did not know that the tree being cut down, you're celebrating a tree that cannot talk to you. Only our Father in heaven, he can talk to you. So I want you sheep to know just that. There are other scriptures. Well, there were other scriptures that I wanted to read to you tonight too, but I don't think I will. In fact, I said that I was going to read some of the Ten Commandments so that you will know. From time to time, I will read to you the Ten Commandments. Let me just read one or two of them that I think are very important. It says, in the Ten Commandments, in these laws you should follow. No other nation has these laws. Our Father in heaven saw fit to make these Ten Commandments for us, and we are to live by them. And if you break one commandment, then you've broken them all. You're supposed to follow this. And it says, thou shalt make no other gods before me. That's the first thing our Father tells you. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's what he tells you. So what is it that is your God before him? Is it that you like some other person? Or is it drugs? Cigarettes? You should have no other gods before him, before our God. The one that we pray to, the one that we respect. And if you don't respect him, you should. He is the only one that can give us life. I know what I was thinking of earlier today. Let me read this, the second commandment here. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images. Those people like wearing a cross or whatever they have wearing around their necks, they should not be wearing them. Or any likeness or thing that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of sin of the fathers upon the children of the unto the third and fourth generations unto them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. That's what you're to do. So let me skip over to what I was thinking about earlier today. It was in Israel, I think. Israel 14:14. Let me read that to you. That's what I want you, before I get into today's lesson. The book of Israel. Oh, my. Let me get into it. Excuse me for being quiet. I'm trying to get to Israel. I will tell you, chief, too, the book of Daniel is a great book for you all to read. I love reading Daniel. And as a matter of fact, I love reading it all. But Daniel, the book of Daniel made it clear to me. Now, I just had where I wanted to go, and I can't find it. Oh, my Lord. Oh, here it is. Israel is Isaiah 14:14. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. Have you ever thought about NASA? And why are they constantly going up in the air? Well, I want you all to know that, in fact, it's is in Israel chapter 14. You search that in verse 12 and read it on down to verse 16. I will do that for you, sheep, right now. Israel, Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12. Oh, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, the son of the morning. Now, Lucifer is the devil, too. There are many names for the devil. How art thou fallen down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? That seems to be what's happening to us in the United States of America. It is being weakened by someone they call the president, who there was testimony this week that he is doing things that unbeknown to some of his cabinet members, as well as most of his cabinet members. They are doing terrible things. For thou hast said in thy own heart, I will ascend, that means to go up into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. He's talking about my heavenly Father, the God that made us. He shall not do that, according to what I think or believe. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. That he shall not do. I think he's the devil. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake the kingdoms? And I see all the different kingdoms that this man is shaking now. In the west, in the northern country, northern part of this earth, like Ukraine, as well as Russia, and all those places over there, is they're gonna say, "Is this the man that almost, well, not almost, that did shake the kingdom of the earth?" So, watch what is going on, sheep. You sheep are smart. Now, I am going to go to Judges chapter 3, where I left off, and I should go to chapter 3, verse 12, and instead of just going back to where I left off, because to me, this story is very important. I want you to know that. And some of these words I cannot pronunciate, but I will do my best at pronunciating them, because I want you sheep to know these stories. Now, I have read this book twice before, but I didn't look up the words in them like I do now. I really try my best to understand and explain to you all what it is that I may read. So I want you to go to Judges in the Old Testament. That's spelled J-U-D-G-E-S in chapter 3. I will start reading at verse 12 and pray that I will read as much of it or all of it as I had planned to last Tuesday when I spoke with you sheep over the phone. It's important to me that you know this story. Verse 12 of chapter 3 of the book of Judges. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord. This is what the children did, disobeyed after Joshua had died, as well as the elders. The children of Israel started disobeying the word of the Lord. Some of them knew better, but they didn't care. They wanted to do follow those. They didn't get rid of all the people in the land. Our father told them to, but some of them just stayed among those people. And that is what is happening right now in this story. Verse 12 of chapter 3 again. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord strengthened Elon, that's Egelon, the king of Moab, against Israel because they had done evil in the sight of the Lord. And he gathered unto him the children of Ammon and Amalek. That's spelled A-M-A-L-E-K. And went and smote Israel and possessed the city of palm trees. So the children of Israel served Eglon. Well, I'm going to say Eglon, E-G-L-O-N, the king of Moab, 18 years. But when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, the Lord raised them up a deliverer, Ehud, that's spelled E-H-U-D, Ehud, the son of Gera, G-E-R-A, a Benjamite, a man left-handed, and by him the children of Israel sent present unto Eglon, the king of Moab. But Ehud made him a dagger, which had two edges, a cubit in length. A cubit is about the size of 1 foot, or a little bit over 12 inches long, the dagger that he made for himself. And he did gird it under his garment. Garment means to fasten it or tie it up under his garment or under his raiment upon his right thigh. And he brought the present unto Eglon, king of Moab. And Eglon was a very fat man. And when he had made an end of the offer of the present, he sent away the people that bear the present. But he himself turned again from the quarries that were by Gilgad and said, I have a secret errand unto you, unto thee, O king, who said, keep silent. And all that stood by him sent out of the room. Now let me read that again. And all that stood by him went out of the room. And Ehud came unto him, and he was sitting in a summer parlor, which he had for himself alone. And Ehud said, I have a message from God unto thee. And he arose out of his seat, and Ehud put forth his left hand and took the dagger from his right thigh and thrust it into the belly, into his belly. He thrust it in Elon, king of the Moabs, belly. This is what Ehud did. And the half is called H-A-F-T. That is a word for handle. Also went in to his after the blade. So it when the whole knife that was stuck into Eglon, the king of Moab, the whole knife went into him, and the fat closed upon the blade so that he could not draw out the dagger out of his belly, and the dirt came out. Wow, and the dirt came out. Let me read this again. After the blade, and the fat closed upon the blade, so he could not draw the dagger out of his belly, and the dirt came out. And now, you know how long a ruler is. A ruler is 12 inches long, and the dagger that Ehud had made, was thrust into Eglon, the king of Moab's belly. And remember, he was a fat, very fat man. This is what the Bible says. In verse 17, it says, Eglon, the king of Moab, and Eglon was a very fat man. So, who thrust it into Ehud thrust the dagger into Elon's belly. And I want you sheep to know that this is what he did. He took the knife and he stabbed him in his belly. And it stuck in his belly and dirt come out. That's what it says here. Verse 23. Then Ehud went forth on of the porch and shouted to the, and shut the door of the power of him and locked them. Then he was gone out. His servants came, and when they saw that, behold, the door of the power was locked, they said, surely he's covered his feet in his summer chambers. And they tarried till they were ashamed. And tarry means to wait. And they waited until they were ashamed. And behold, he opened not the door of the parlor. Therefore they took a key and opened them. And behold, their Lord was fallen dead upon the earth. And Ehud escaped while they tarried, while they were waiting, and passed beyond the quarries. And the quarries are it's a place where you can go. It's like You can go and mine materials like diamonds and coal and things like that. That's what a quarry is. And he escaped unto Sherith, S-E-R-A-T-H. And it came to pass when he was come that he slew, that he blew a trumpet in the mountain of Ephraim, and the children of Israel went down with him from the mount, and he before them. And he said unto them, follow after me, for the Lord has delivered your enemies, the Moabites, into your hand. And they went down after him, and they took the ports of Jordan. And the ports of Jordan is like a shallow or narrow point of the river. That's what the forests are. When you get ready to cross the river or this water, this place that has a water, like a lake, the ports are the narrow points of the water, of the river. The ports of Jordan towards Moab, and suffer not a man to pass over. And they slew of Moab at that time 10,000 men, all lusty. That means healthy and strong, and all men of valor. That means of courage and bravery. And there escaped not a man. So Moab was subdued. Excuse me, she put Belgium. I did not intend for you all to hear that, but it just came out. So Moab was subdued that day under the hand of Israel, and the land had rest 80 years. For 80 is equals 80. That's 20 times 4. And after him, Shamar, son of Enoch, that is spelled A-N-A-T-H, which slew of the Philistines 600 men with an ox gore. An ox gore is a stick with a sort of something that will, like a knife tied to it. That's called an ox gore. And he also delivered Israel. So that ends the reading of chapter 3. So remember, he who delivered them from the king of Moab, the children of Israel had become disobedient to our father, what he had told them and what the older people had told them. But they went in and disobeyed and started doing those things that the Moab people were doing. But after 18 years, the people were crying out to our Father in heaven. And so Ehud, one of his presents, was given to the king of Moab and named Eglon, E-G-L-O-N, the king of Moab. And the present was a dagger that was long, about a cubit in length. So that was one of the things So, and they lived in peace 80 years after that, or scored. Now, let us go to Joshua chapter 4. I hope I explained that to you, sheep. Get yourself a Bible and read it for yourself. You have some idea of what I have tried to convey to you. Let's go into Judges chapter 4. And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord when Ehud was dead. And the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, the king of Canaan, that reigned in Hazor, the captain of whose host was Caesarea, which dwelt in Harosheth. That's spelled Harosheth. Let me spell that word again. Harosheth. The Gentiles. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, for the Lord had 900 chariots of iron and 20 years the mighty, he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. Let me read that again so that you can know. I don't know what's wrong with me today. I'm not hurting or anything. Hopefully you can read that. I should read it for you plain. It seems like I am stepping up, and I don't mean to step up. Let me read verses 1 and 2 again. And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord when Ehud was dead. And the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan. And Jabin is spelled J-A-B-I-N, king of Canaan, and that reigned in Hazor. He lived in Hazor, the captain of whose host was Caesarea, which dwelt in Harosheth, Harosheth, of the Gentile. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, for he had 900 chariots of iron and 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. And Deborah, a prophetess, this is my first time hearing of Deborah, the wife of Lapidot, is spelled L-A-P-I-B-O-T-H. She judged Israel at that time. So, you know that Israel had a judge named Deborah. And Deborah was a woman. So, America can have a woman as a ruler. Deborah was one of the judges. She judged here in Israel after the death of Ehud. So a woman judge was named Deborah. Let's read verse 5. And she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramoth, spell R-A-M-I-T-H. I am not going to get that phone call. Hold on a second. I will call that number back later. And she dwelt under the palm tree in Deborah. Oh, let me read this starting at verse 5. And she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in Mount Ephraim. And she and the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. And she sent and called Barak, the son of Abinadab, it's spelled A-B-I-N-O-N-A-M. That's spelled A-B-I-N-O-A-M out of Kadesh Naphtali. And that's spelled K-E-B-E-S-H hyphen N-A-P-H-T-A-L-I. And said unto him, we're going to stop here at verse 6. Let me circle where I am to start up next time that I come to you, sheep, on Tuesday. I will be in verse 4 and chapter 6. Right now, I think I will have a few words of clothing. Excuse me, I had to burp again. Excuse me, sheep. I didn't mean to, but I did. Anyways, let's have a closing prayer. Oh, I forgot to tell you, sheep, who I am. Listen, this is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath day to everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy and to rest. You can find our Father's commandments in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verse 7 to 21, as well as in Exodus, chapter 3 through 17. Let me see if someone is at my door. Hold on, okay? I'm just turning the light on. Yeah, I'm gone. No, I'm not. I'm finishing up. Okay. I had to turn my porch light on. I do that when it gets evening time. Remember, I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening, and it ends on Saturday evening. I hope that you sheep know to have your three ready and handy. They are your pen, paper, and pencil, just in case you want to jot down some of what I said. You might have technological things like your notepad or notebook or your tablet. I don't have those. Let's have a closing word. Father in heaven, thank you for allowing us to be together this night. I thank you for all the things. Thank you for keeping Satan away from us. And Satan, even though he comes anyway, seems like he tries to get me all the time. Just keep him away from me, please. No more sickness. I say this prayer in your son Yeshua's name. Amen. Remember, sheep, James chapter 4 and verse 15. If it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you next time. It's Tuesday at 11 a.m. and then again to you sheep again on Friday at 5 p.m. If you can, I want you to go and purchase this song, High and Lifted Up, from Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play. If you will, I will be very appreciative if you can get those songs. Remember, catch my program twice a week on Tuesday once, and then again on Friday. Tuesdays is at 11 a.m. and on Friday it is at 5 p.m. Thank you all for listening.
Father, help your children. Don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. Down, and I know he forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation.